Thanksgiving Day, and that means many of us will enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with turkey dressing, cranberries, scalloped oysters, pumpkin pie, and all the trimmings. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and this is my two cents. It looks like we'll be paying less for that dinner this year than we did last. American Farm Bureau Federation's 24th annual informal price survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table indicates the average cost of this year's feast for 10 is $42.91. That's a $1.70 price decrease from last year's average of $44.61, a 4% drop from last year's price. I do want to point out, however, that if you purchase organic, free-range, antibiotic-free, or locally grown turkey or other menu items, you probably aren't going to get bargain basement prices. It's important for consumers to understand that it's going to cost extra if you want a turkey that has been roaming around in someone's fenced-in backyard most, if not all, of its life, instead of growing up in a barn with thousands of other turkeys. The turkey we'll prepare tomorrow was purchased at my local Hy-Vee grocery store. It's not a tofurkey molded out of soybean goo, nor is it organic or free-range or even antibiotic-free. When I purchased it, it was hard as a rock with a little springy thing sticking out of the breast, so when it's done, it'll pop up and let me know. I have nothing against vegetarians, locavores, or people who eat only organic food, but like most Americans, I prefer to celebrate the harvest bounty with food and fellowship. Don't judge me, my vegan friends, and I will not judge you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and that's my two cents.